The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens. Taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand, so count on Walgreens for 24/7 expert pharmacy advice and savings right at the corner of happy and healthy. This is Dave Ross. Let's see if the two sides are any closer on the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
For all of the self-serving rhetoric, there is nothing that justifies Russian conduct.
The actions of Russia are fully legitimate.
Apparently not. More after this. So far, there is no hint that any of the statements issued by the U.S. have caused Vladimir Putin to break a sweat. President Obama sounded like he was trying to turn up the heat.
We are examining a whole series of steps that will isolate Russia.
But it certainly didn't help that Senator Lindsey Graham said this.
We have a weak and indecisive president that invites aggression. Now's the time for the United States and Europe sending a firm message. Kick them out of the G8. Start sanctioning Russian business people. Make them feel it in their wallet.
That might be a credible threat, Senator, except you just informed Putin publicly that you think your country is run by a weakling. In any case, I'm not sure why any of this should shock us. Russia does lease a naval base in the Crimea, and I have a feeling that if, for example, there was an upheaval in Cuba that even remotely threatened Guantanamo, we wouldn't wait for the world's permission to act. In fact, there's a good chance half of Miami would jump into their boats and defend it themselves. But for all its swagger, Russia may have betrayed a little naivete itself in the way Russia's UN ambassador described Ukraine.
For us, it is a fraternal country, and we're bound to it by many centuries of common history.
Yes, this is not an invasion, so much as a fraternal embrace. But beware, Mr. Ambassador, as we ourselves have discovered, one nation's fraternal embrace can be seen by the other nation as unwanted touching. Stir up the hornet's nest, and even a well-trained army may find victory elusive. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.